Next item on the agenda is gray trout, weak fish. Mr. Riley.
Thank you. This is a very significant step that the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries is taking, and I would like to just go over some of the background. You have Addendum 4 to the Amendment 4, the Weak Fish Interstate Management Plan, in your packets. If you get a chance to look through that, then that may form some questions in your mind that by next month, if you advertise the public hearing, we can go through that. And it's been quiet about weak fish for a while compared to, say, from 1994 to 2004, when it seemed that we had weak fish on the agenda three or four or five times a year. And the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, the Management Board, met in November and decided that there would be some pretty drastic measures taken for the fisheries in terms of reductions. And really, what you're going to see is the proposals are the less onerous ones that were proposed. A complete moratorium was proposed almost out of the blocks at the annual meeting in November, and Delaware and Maryland and a few other states were very serious about wanting a total moratorium. The perspective in states that have a commercial fishery, first of all, is that that might be a little bit too hard when you have mixed species fisheries where you're going to encounter gray trout, you're going to have discards, you're going to have bycatch. At the least, that should be allowed. The other part is that the fishery, although very reduced coastwide, was still about a $2 million fishery in 2008 dockside value for the commercial end of it. So certainly there are some benefits there. The most important part is the stock assessment, the status of the stocks, the information that's most recent indicates it's really not fishing mortality which is the problem. It's natural mortality, predation being the number one thought. Striped bass, spiny dogfish have been linked in there, but striped bass has been, at least by the modelers, linked as a real problem. So at least from Virginia's perspective and a few other states' perspective, that moratorium didn't carry, and I'm going to show you some of the results in just a minute. But here's the profile of the fishery from 1982 forward, and you can see the complete decline has hit right around 2003. And in fact, both fisheries, if you look at them separately, really have a tremendous drop off in 2003. The compliance where states had to come forward and have commercial reduction measures started in 1995. There is some indication, no matter what school the scientists look at, that there was some rebound effect, which lasted for a while and then disappeared. The yellow or orange is discards, and the harvest is in blue. This is in your document that you have attached, just colorized a little bit, and you can see that If you track commercial harvest, it shows what you already saw, recreational harvest in orange doing about the same thing. Commercial dead discards, which are assumed 100%, and recreational discards, which really are valued at 10% based on the lack of studies. 10% is something that really has no basis. It was 20%. It was 34% before that, so it's just one of those issues that there aren't really good studies. But the natural loss is really what has increased, and I think this tail off down here is merely an effect of the last year that they run the model. But that overall, they use 65, a natural mortality of 0.65, which is very high. is what was looked at by the peer review of the stock assessment. And this shows fishing mortality and natural mortality. Fishing mortality, you can see, has been relatively stable probably since about 1995. I mean, I guess you could say that there's a rise in here. It's really the rise in natural mortality. If you're wondering about this, so was I. That's just an artifact. Again, there are things that the models do, and as compensation, it's actually less than zero, which is impossible. But I think it's the overall trend that we can pay attention to. In terms of the biomass of age one and older fish, so 8-inch fish, 8-inch weak fish and larger, you can again see there was a low period back here. The ASMSC worked vigorously among the states. There was that increase, as you can see again, in the biomass, and then it tailed off. And these have become somewhat arbitrary, but these are, if you want to call them biologically safe areas, certainly the stock is well below either one. This is just a mess, and it's in your document, and it's done with little points in your document. It's even worse than that. But if you trace the white line, that's the average of all these states' surveys in terms of juveniles. And I'm not going to kill your eyes, but I took that white line. Here's the average of all the states, and took an average over time. So here's a time series average, or a grand mean, or an average of the average of all the states. And it does give you a sense that in 2008, certainly the recruitment dropped a little bit, but I think what's more important is 5 of the last 7 years, when you use this approach, show up as being under the long-term average. And you can trace this in any other periods of years, and that doesn't happen. I mean, you might get 2, you might get as many as 4, but this isn't a good sign, and I think it was underemphasized by the ASMSC a little bit. Here are the management measures, and our recreational possession limit is 6 fish at 12 inches minimum size. All the states have to reduce to 1 fish. And some recreational anglers say, why bother? Just have the moratorium. But certainly some of the data from the state show that 1 fish will make a difference. Other states it won't, but overall it certainly will make a difference. And if you don't quite think 10% release mortality is really accurate, then it's probably good to have that 1 fish, and rather than just be discarding that fish and others. So that's the recreational side, very straightforward. 1 fish, keep the size limits the states have. Commercial, implement a 100-pound landing limit per vessel per day or per trip, whichever's the longest period of time. And for us, we have directed fisheries, gill net, haul seine, pound net, and out-of-state trawl, where we have open seasons. Some of them very short open seasons, but during that open season, there's been no limit at all. Now it's going to be 100 pounds. In addition, there's also bycatch fisheries, and right now that's 450 pounds or 3 times, you can go up to 3 licenses on board times 150 pounds on a vessel. That falls to 100 pounds per vessel. So that's when the season is closed. The way ASMSC has designed this, they want the states to keep the framework of everything that they've done for the other amendments. So that means we still have a closed and open season. When we're closed, the bycatch would be 100 pounds per vessel. That doesn't change because it was 150 pounds per licensee. So it is conservation, there's no doubt about it, but we are one of the 3 leading states and have been for the commercial fishery. For the recreational, in better years, we're in the top 3. And then this part here, that any year other than a gill net, haul seine, pound net, or out-of-state trawl will have a 100 pound per vessel per day limit. There's no closed or open season, that's just their limit. The closest thing that comes to that is a commercial hook and line, which doesn't fall as a major gear, so it would have the 100 pounds. The out-of-state trawl fishery had been allowed 300 fish under 12 inches with no sail. Now that falls to 100 fish. So this is for all states that have any commercial fishing. And to look at the effects, you can see what I was talking about statewide. A one fish limit won't have any effect on Massachusetts or Connecticut. It'll have about a 41% effect on us in terms of reduction. New Jersey larger, North Carolina larger. So the idea is this is a migratory fish. At some point, everyone's going to feel the conservation. For the commercial fisheries, overall, we've calculated, the technical committee calculated a 61% reduction. For Virginia, we've calculated, using 2005 to 2008 data, probably about a 42%, but next month I'll provide that data and do it on a gear-specific basis. The landings are so small, if you saw those figures. We had 1 million pounds of landings just from our pound net fishery into probably 2000, the year 2000. And now, coastwide, you're not seeing that. This is what really tied a lot of people up over the last couple of years. And I don't know how close it is, but when the technical committee projected the effects of having a moratorium or not having a moratorium, what everyone looked at was there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of difference. But it is a projection, and here's where you want to be in terms of at least being covered by a biologically safe condition, and that hasn't really occurred since 2001, it looks like. How close these really are, I don't know. That did cause some concern, but at the same time, about 65% of the stock is being removed each year, regardless of whether it's fishing, natural mortality, wherever it might be. So I think the prevailing wisdom was that the removals are causing a problem. They are exacerbating the effect overall, and in hindsight, what the ASMSC did a few years ago to put caps on the fishery, the commercial fishery, and reduce the bag limit on recreational fishery to one fish, probably should have been doing something like this then, but I mean, we can't go that direction, I don't think. One thing to let you know that we're early. The ASMSC set a May 1 date to allow for these provisions to be implemented, but the reason for that I outline here are mainly that a lot of the states have to go through their legislative process. There's no way they could get it done in May. For our perspective, it's a good idea. We have regulatory authority, but we also have fisheries that don't really start up in a directed mode until either March 15th or March 31st. So we can have the public hearing next month. We can have this established by March 1, cut down a little bit on the confusion that's going to occur with this out with industry. And the other part is the recreational fishery does catch at least fish during the period of March, and there's even some harvest back in March, so less handling, get it down to one fish as fast as possible. That's our recommendation to hear this in February, and that's all I have.
Any questions, Rob? Thank you, Rob.
Okay, you're welcome.
Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Fox.
Move we have a public hearing in February on the, as recommended by staff on the weak fish.
There's a second to the motion. Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Rob.